The first reading is a reading from the book of Acts. After staying in Antioch some time, Paul left and traveled in orderly sequence through the Galatian country and Phrygia, bringing strength to all the disciples. A Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, an eloquent speaker, arrived in Ephesus. He was an authority on the scriptures, and he had been instructed in the way of the Lord and with ardent spirit spoke and taught accurately about Jesus, although he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wanted to cross to Acadia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. After his arrival, he gave great assistance to those who had come to believe through grace. He vigorously refuted the Jews in public, establishing from the scriptures that the Christ is Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God is King of all the earth. God is King of all the earth. All you peoples, clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God is King of all the earth. For King of all the earth is God. Sing hymns of praise. God reigns over all nations. God sits upon his holy throne. God is King of all the earth. The princes of the peoples are gathered together with the people of God of Abraham. For gods are the guardians of the earth, and he is supreme. God is King of all the earth.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name, but ask and you will receive so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. But the hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have come to believe that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope that you really listen to the Gospel, and I really hope that you let it enter into you. It's one of the most phenomenal lines of the Scriptures. Because Jesus is talking about his Father, and he makes him our Father. And Jesus always pointed to the Father, and we got to look to the Father too. But sometimes we think the God in heaven, the Father, is just filled with judgment for us. I know I do sometimes, that here's this great, holy, wonderful God, and what would he do with me? But my sinfulness and my weakness. And yet, what does Jesus say about the Father? This one line, for the Father himself loves you. Now stop for a moment. Listen to that line. The Father himself loves you. Of course, we all know the deepest need in everyone's heart is to be loved. And we try to fill that need with all kinds of things. And they fill that heart and hole for maybe a minute, an hour, a day, weeks. But only God's love can fill it forever. And sometimes we think that God the Father could never love us. And yet that's who he is. And so today, throughout the day, I just want you to keep coming back to this one verse. And let God speak that to your heart through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let Jesus say to you again and again and again today, the Father himself loves you. And when you let the Father's love permeate your being, the healing you've needed, the healing you've searched for, the peace he wants to give you, you'll be able to receive it. Because you'll come to know the greatest truth. The Father himself loves you. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.